This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live, you may join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE on this Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that you'll find there. They are completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Brand new, redesigned website for 2015. I think it looks pretty great. If you haven't yet been to check it out, please go drop in at freetalklive.com. You can still create the content right there on the front page of the site. It is a Reddit-based system, which means it's totally free for you to get interactive with us and other listeners of the show, suggesting show topics and more. Go to freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and to the fun. Coming up, one out of four Americans, 25%. Believe that government is the enemy. This is a new study from Pew Research. First, though, Erod is in Georgia. Erod, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, in Chicago. So a guy's walking down the street. The cop shows up. 16 seconds later, he sees a guy. He sees something in his hands. He fears for his life, so he shoots him. Oh, so that was so guy goes down. He's still fearing for his life. He shoots four more bullets. You know, he's wondering, oh, my God, maybe a guy's going to turn over. I shot him four times. Let me shoot him another five times. He might turn over and shoot me. So I'm still scared. So he shoots him again, 10 times. Oh, 10 times, and not enough. I'm still scared. Let me shoot him another 5 times. 15 shots in this guy's body. Oh, I'm still scared. I'm still scared. Let me shoot one more time just to make sure that the guy's dead. You know what? This cop in Chicago who shot that guy is just a cold-blooded murder. And you know what? This guy, the victim, you know, who's dead, and it's a horrible tragedy. But I submit to you that this cop is also a victim. He is a victim of the system that created such a monster. You know, in the police academy today, and by the way, I'd like to know whether or not this guy is ex-military, because I've known plenty of people who have been in the military, and, you know, particularly in the Vietnam era, that, you know, they get all freaked out. I mean, there's one guy that I hired in one job that, you know, he needed to have his back against the wall, because every time someone was, you know, came from behind him, the guy would get totally freaked out. You know, and these guys are out there on the streets today, and, you know, they're just totally out of control. The system created absolute killers, you know, and the city of Chicago needs to be held accountable for it. Rahm Emanuel did nothing. For a whole year, he knew about the situation. He kept it quiet. And after that shooting, they went to the Burger King, which was, you know, I think, you know, just about 100 feet away from it. Cops went into it. They asked Burger King, hey, we need to see your video footage. They looked at the video footage. They got the passwords. They deleted 86 minutes out of that thing. Okay?
Really?
And then the next day, you know, they found out that it was all there. You know, I'm telling you, this thing is so horribly corrupt. I mean, a lot of people's heads need to roll for this thing. This is disgusting. Completely disgusting. But my main point that I want to drive home is that police across the country, they are trained for this kind of crap. That's what they do. It's like the Star Trek episode that I watched. This is one of the, I guess it was the original episode, that, you know, they train these bunch of killers, these mercenaries and what have you, to go kill off some people on some other planet, and then they tried to make them, to assimilate them back in society. Well, they couldn't, because they were freaking killers, you know, and that's what's happening today. You got freaking killers out here. I mean, this guy, I mean, what was his problem? I mean, you know, I mean, like, one shot wasn't enough? I mean, he had to empty his, millimeter holds 15 and one in the chamber. He emptied and unloaded his gun on this guy. I mean, how do you explain that?
That's just psychotic.
I mean, I can see once you start, like, I can see why somebody would get to pulling the trigger, but they should be trained against that. It's just,
why would you keep pulling the trigger when someone's laying on the ground immobile?
Why would people do it?
They are trained. It's like this muscle reflex. You know, like the Blue Angel fighters or whatever, Blue Angels. You know, it's the muscle reflex. They are trained. These guys are like, it's like a video game. You know, they know instinctively what to do. They don't even have to think about it. It's just like automatic. I mean, you know, when they're in their training in the police academy, you got all these pop-up things coming. All they do is just shoot. The pop-up, you know, they got to make a split decision, you know, friend or foe, you know, shoot, you know, and this is what's happening. We are creating, not we, you know, but they are creating monsters they are unleashing upon society. Let me tell you about another situation. Right out here in Georgia, there was this guy in Paulding County, a cop, you know, who killed this guy, shot this guy in the back. Okay, there was a big cover-up over, and the guy was an ex-military guy, and it is known that this guy has some sort of issue.
The guy who was shot in the back was ex-military?
The guy in the back was ex-military, okay? And other police officers said, no, your story's all screwed up and what have you. And it came to find out that the police chief was kind of covering up for him. Okay, so anyway, the guy got fired. He wasn't convicted of anything, okay? Mm-hmm. But this same guy was out, you know, in Paulding County here in Georgia, and he thought he heard something, and he started to shoot in the woods, just randomly just shooting because he thought he heard something. Well, there was nobody there, nobody at all, okay? So what happened to this guy now? He's down in Savannah, Georgia, now as a police officer. They fired him from Paulding County, but they unleashed this guy who was known to have some
PTSD.
Yeah, PBS, whatever it is. Yeah, he's known to have this, but now he's a police officer in Savannah, Georgia. So they unleashed this guy.
Are you really surprised, Mark? I mean, this is common where a cop will resign from a position or be fired. Usually they resign before they can get fired. That's typically how it goes. And then they can pop right back up somewhere else at another department. It happens all the time.
Every time I hear of abject stupidity, it surprises me. I'm surprised that somebody can get away with shooting somebody, then have another incident where they're shooting off into the woods at nobody because somebody might be in the woods, which is, you know, crazy, and then end up as a police officer again. I mean, that does sound, it just sounds nuts to me.
Right.
Erod, thanks for bringing this up here tonight, man. Anything else you want to share on it? Go ahead.
No, that's just it. I mean, it's just insane, and it's the system. It's the system that creates these monsters.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do about it, but, you know, it's just outrageous. So you got two victims. One is dead, and one is facing murder charges. Yeah.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
How do you think police would react to being called victims in this circumstance?
Victim of the system, like he was saying?
That's what he's claiming, and I think that there's, you know, there's something to it. We've been, something's going on in the United States. The United States has an incredible amount of police shootings over other countries, even Canada, which is right here.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't say, well, it's, you know...
the culture isn't that different between the U.S.
Europe is ethnically diverse or whatever. I don't even know what the complaint, they say about these, you know, why it is that other European countries don't have this problem. But they had more shootings in the month of March in the United States than they did in the 20th century in Great Britain, that police shooting citizens or individuals. That's, you know, when you start looking at these situations, the comparisons, it's just incredible. So, yes, I would
claim different,
that we're all victims. If you aren't shocked as you could be, you're a victim of this.
I would love to hear from you. If you want to comment, it's actually been in the news, and it's something that we've managed to not talk about thus far, Mark. And so,
no longer.
I don't know why I hadn't talked about it. I had heard it mentioned in news coverage over the last few days, and I guess I just thought, oh, great, you know, more people being shot by the cops. It's become so standard. There have been over 1,000 people in the United States this year alone who've been killed by police.
There'll be more before the year's out, I would guess.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, so it's so common that it's not even newsworthy anymore in that way. Although, certainly the protests that are happening are in Chicago. That's what's going on. They're largely peaceful. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-8682. The advanced O2Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-8682. 1-800-717-8682. 1-800-717-8682.
My name is Bill Vonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. There are demonstrators taking to the streets of Chicago regarding the shooting that was just being discussed a few moments ago. There might be more to say about that. You're welcome to share your thoughts. And with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And in real life, if you're in the Austin, Texas area, you can go to Brave New Books. But now, if you don't live in Austin, you can go to bravenewbookstore.com. And you can access all the same great products that the people in real life can do there in Austin. Great books on libertarianism, anarchism, economics, conspiracy, natural health, survival, and more. They've got great health products in addition to the books, plus an amazing water filtration selection, including systems that remove substances found in tap water like fluoride, arsenic, and lead. They've got full countertop systems, pitchers, and on-the-go sport bottles. Great stuff over at BraveNewBookstore.com. It's operated and owned by Liberty activists John Bush and Catherine Bleich. They took it over in May of this year. Mark, you and I had the pleasure of visiting this storefront.
Yeah, it's a real hot spot for activism in the Austin area, and people who are traveling through who, you know, believe in the ideas of liberty often stop in just to see it.
Yep, and now they are exporting their product to the world. Go to BraveNewBookstore.com, and they do take Bitcoins there at Brave New Books. In fact, they prefer Bitcoin. So go to BraveNewBookstore.com as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Charlie, listening in Arizona to K-Talks. Hey, Charlie.
Good evening, gentlemen. I just like to make a comment about those criminals in Florida and a quick health warning about what you discussed yesterday. But
you talking about the old ladies who were playing Mahjong and were busted by the police?
I mean, this is the last chance probably that the government will have to mess with them. You know,
and 85 and 92, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a gateway. Next thing you know, they'll be smoking cigars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could be smoking cigars. You're right.
And in some places, that would be illegal, right, to smoke a cigar indoors. They could have gotten a ticket for that, too. In fact, I think it is illegal in Florida.
People sit around the poker table and smoke cigars, so I'm sure that's going to be coming up next. So you see at least criminal behavior.
Yep, it's a life of crime. They could have an entire lifetime of crime ahead of them.
Yeah, right. And it's the last chance for the government. But about your story yesterday... on the shatter. And,
oh, yes, the concentrated THC.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that you talked about somebody that used naphtha to concentrate the THC. And I just, you have a lot of listeners. I just want to make sure people understand what naphtha is.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. What is it?
It's lighter fluid.
Ah,
okay. That's what's in lighter fluid. It's also the main ingredient in mothballs.
It's probably not very good for you then. Thanks, Charlie, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Good information. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Hard for me to consider it a good idea.
So, let's see. Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Tom.
When you guys talk about the Free State Project, you're talking about New Hampshire, which is the home of the first in the nation president. Hello?
Hello. You're still there. You cut for a moment there. Go ahead.
Yeah. The home of the first in the nation presidential primary. And we people in the Free State Project can do is take the candidates to task for the various things, because they hold these town hall meetings, these various public campaign stops, where they go out and greet the voters and also take questions and answers. And the beautiful thing about that is that it puts politicians on notice all around the country. You may just be on the Board of Selectmen right now considering voting wrong on some measure, but you don't know it. 30 years from now, somebody may take you to task on that in New Hampshire in front of a room full of undecided voters and reporters. So,
yeah, that's true about New Hampshire, Tom. Thanks for the call tonight. It's definitely true that, you know, these presidential candidates spend an inordinate amount of time in New Hampshire, and they do go to these places where they're relatively easy to access. There have already been a few videos made, and I haven't been as on the ball on this as I might like because I've got other things vying for my time. But there have been a few videos made of some of the presidential candidates coming here and being cornered by liberty activists. Myself and Daryl have made a couple of those. Daryl has actually gone into some of these meetings and attempted to ask questions. And, of course, the more people that you can get inside one of the town hall meetings, as they call them, the more likely that one of your people is going to get called on to ask the question.
They do call on people here, unlike they do in many scripted places. Some politicians are more likely to make it scripted and, you know, just have people in the audience.
Plants.
Hillary, is it true that you're the smartest candidate of them all? You know, that kind of thing, where, you know, they plant somebody. But here in New Hampshire, people get kind of grumpy when they don't feel like things are authentic. So it can play against the candidate to not have a sort of authentic town hall. I've gone to a few of these, and, you know, they're taking real the ones I've been to, I've seen them taking real questions from real people, and not all of them are happy.
So if you want to get involved in this, you should go and check out the Free State Project. It's at 89% of its goal of 20,000 participants. So we're closing in on 90% here very soon. It only took about 3 weeks to get the last percentage point. So to go from 88 to 89% was about 3 weeks' time. So we're on track to hit 100% within a year's time.
2016.
It's very exciting, and that means that once that 20,000 number is hit, the Free State Project then officially begins, as far as the move is concerned. So all 20,000 people will have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And what that means is you move to New Hampshire, whether it's by yourself or with your family or your loved one, you move there and then you decide what to do. The Free State Project doesn't tell you what to do. No one is in charge. There's not some board that is instructing
There's
the movers.
There's a board, but it's not in charge of you once
right.
you move.
They're not instructing the movers on what to do or where to go.
The only purpose of the Free State Project as an organization is to encourage liberty-minded people to move to the state of New Hampshire and sign up.
That's right.
We'd like you to sign up.
Yeah, please, because we want to hit that 20,000 sooner rather than later, and hopefully we'll see an escalation of sign-ups toward the very end. It seems to be speeding up. If you judge based on the last few percentage points that have increased, they seem to be picking up in their clip. So I'm excited about that, and Mark, you and I moved here back in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
We were some of the earliest movers, not the earliest, but you know, probably in the first couple hundred, and it's been so great so far, really, just being here with what is now over 1,500 people who've moved here, I think close to probably to 1,700, who've moved here early as part of the Free State Project, who've gotten amazing amounts of projects started and get the ball rolling on a lot of different organizations and activism groups and types. So there's already a great network here for everybody else who's yet to come, and maybe that's you. Go to freestateproject.org to sign up. In fact, Ian Googling came out of the closet today and recommended that you join the Free State Project, which is pretty awesome. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to join us here. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site if you like the show. And you want to help support Free Talk Live? Well, one of the things you can do is go shopping. That's easy enough. Go to saveitpurse.com, and you will save big time on your purchases through Amazon. The catch is you have to pay with Bitcoin to get 20%, 30%, maybe 40% off. It's all possible through saveitpurse.com. The lower the amount that you request as your discount, the easier it is to get, meaning that you have to be patient with the higher amounts. It takes a while. You're basically putting your Bitcoin into a marketplace, and people are paying that rate above the Bitcoin rate market price to acquire your Bitcoin. It's a neat little system, and it works very, very well. Saveitpurse.com is where you can go to get started. Saveatpurse.com. And by the way, Mark, I don't know if you've heard this, but I was told today that saveitpurse.com is going to be offering a 10% purse instant discount. So Purse has this 5% instant discount thing that's available through Amazon. So for those of you who don't want to wait, you can just go and get the 5% instantly. You don't have to put your market, you know, your order onto a marketplace or anything like that, which is pretty awesome normally. I mean, that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
So Black Friday, is my understanding, is the day on which there will be a 10% instant discount.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, through saveitpurse.com. So you were going to go shopping on Black Friday anyway. Now you can just instantly get 10% off. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
There's a Bitcoin Black Friday, too.
I think this is part of that.
So is it Black Friday or Bitcoin Black Friday? Is it the same day?
I believe it is the same day.
Okay.
Yeah. Just the Bitcoin Black Friday folks market, you know, they market themselves separately from the rest of the Black Friday sales out there. So go check that out at saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. Get started. Go ahead and create your account tonight and prepare yourself for Friday and the, you know, the extra special discounts that are available at that time. In other news here, there's one in four Americans who believe that the government is the enemy. The research coming from the Pew Research Center, CBS in D.C. reporting that 27%, so they were rounding down with that headline, 27% of registered voters say they think of government as an enemy. That's up 8 points since 1996. The latest poll looked at general public opinion regarding the federal government specifically, because I think people have different opinions about different sized governments and the different areas of government. And I've seen this in reality where I've asked people an exit poll question at the polling locations here in Keene. I'll ask folks, do you think the government is too big, too small, or just the right size? And most people will just come out with an answer, but there's actually a fair amount of folks who will think for a moment and then say, which government?
Yeah.
And that's because they have different opinions about which government.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the federal government, what it seems like people think is that, first off, they like the flag. You know, they're all into that one, the red, white, and blue, and eagles, and mom and pie, and things like that. They like that. But that's really where it sort of ends, because what does the federal government do for you?
They steal from you.
You might say that they keep you safe from the foreign invaders or whatever, but you'd have to equally say that they do that for anybody who doesn't pay too, right? Like, so Costa Rica doesn't have a military. They're mm-hmm. a good example. Many of the militaries out there are pretty ineffective compared to the United States, but let's just say Costa Rica doesn't have one.
They do have a state police, but yeah, no military.
Probably most nations aren't thinking about invading Costa Rica because they know that the United States military would swoop in and take care of it. But Costa Rica doesn't pay money to the U.S. Military for this. The United States taxpayers fund the Navy, which keeps the shipping lanes of the world clear. So you're talking about every man, woman, and child on the planet that that benefits from import and export, and that's the vast majority of people. You know, they're benefiting from the United States Navy and not paying in. So I think that many Americans sort of say to themselves, what is it that the United States government gives me? And I would ask you that. Please call in. 1-855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. That's that last word there. And tell me what the U.S. federal government itself gives you.
So, you're saying that the U.S. government would swoop into Costa Rica. Is there actually a treaty about that? I mean, is that like an actual thing, or is that speculation on your part?
It's speculation, but okay. I would. But even with a treaty, it's still speculation. It's still they'll do what they want.
I find myself wondering about that as to what actually would transpire in that case. So you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. The report continues. The findings suggest that 57% of voters, and by the way, this is okay. That's an interesting discrepancy here. They did interview registered voters, so I wonder what average Americans would say about the government being an enemy.
See, are voters more or less patriotic than the average American?
I suspect they're more.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know either, and we wouldn't know until they asked the question. 57% of those voters feel frustrated with the government. 22% feel angry with the government. So you do the math there. That's 79%. Of voters. 18% feel basically content. So there's a very small amount that was not counted.
There's always a very small percent that's like, duh.
Yeah. So 79% either frustrated with government or angry about the government. And I wonder, how has that changed over the years? They don't go into the details here in the CBS News summary of the Pew research.
I can imagine, the tried and true Democrats on my Facebook page, and I keep a few just to kind of see what the keep my my toe in the water. Same with Republicans, too. I just want to look. Just want to see.
Keep your friends close. Keep your enemies closer.
They're not my enemies. They're just people who believe differently.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I imagine what they would say is when the people are frustrated with the government, they're frustrated with Republicans. Because Republicans have been stopping government from moving forward for the last 7 years, ever since, you know, that election in Massachusetts where Scott Brown threw the balance. I mean, the Democrats had they had the trifecta going. They had the House, they had the Senate, and they had the presidency. But the Senate majority they had an undefeatable Senate majority. And that means for several weeks, they were able to basically get whatever they wanted to get through. And I think that's when Obamacare went through. I don't think the Republicans ever had that from 2000 to 2006 when Bush was in charge, but they did basically get what they wanted.
I did pull up the full Pew research. We'll see if we can dig into it even deeper to see what other people thought in the past, because they are comparing their numbers today in 2015 to about 20 years ago in the 1990s. Anyway, here in the CBS News Roundup, they do say that the majority of Americans feel the federal government has room for serious improvement, with 59% saying the government needs, quote, very major reform, unquote. Now, only 37% of voters felt that way in 1997, which would counter the argument that you speculated, Mark, that the Democrats might say that, well, you know, it's because we're not under a because we're under the Democrats, why the Republicans are angry about that or whatever.
No, that wasn't what I was saying.
Okay.
What I was saying was is that people are mad at the government because Republicans won't let government work. Government works is what the claim would be. I heard Noam Chomsky. I heard a quote. Somebody sent me a video of him, and if anybody, he's better than Paris Hilton, right? Like, he's famous for being famous. This guy is amazing. He says government is innovative and dynamic. Like, it was within the first minute in the video. I just turned it off. If anybody's going to say government's innovative and dynamic and not say at killing people after that, I don't have any. There's nothing left to listen to.
So 59% saying government needs very major reform compared to 37% back in 1997. So far more people, 22% more saying that. Actually, it's not really 22% more, but, you know, in the percentages, 22% over the former amount. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More than a third of Republicans believe the federal government is the enemy. 34% believe the same. Half of Democrats view the government as a friend, and only 12% see it as the enemy. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium, flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local gas station. Use the coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you will always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com. Giant, VAPES.com with coupon code FTL10.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-cytosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're talking about the numbers here on a new Pew Research study that is actually an old study. It's been going on for years, decades, in fact. They actually have a rundown of similar questions that have been asked of Americans about their trust in government going all the way back to 1958. And it's fascinating stuff. This is way too detailed. There's so much here, we're not going to be able to cover it.
It's hard to do stats on the radio.
It is. But this is important because it shows that there's over time, the public's trust in government over the last 60 years, has been eroding significantly. You go all the way back here, and I've now pulled up the full Pew study, which goes on for pages and pages. Just on the first page here, they look at trust in government between 1958 and 2015. The public's trust in the federal government continues to be at historically low levels. Only 19% of Americans today say they can trust the government in Washington to do what is right just about always, which 3% say that, or most of the time at 16%.
That is, and you said that was majority young people, right? Millennials?
A majority? I don't know about that, but it does say later on here that millennials are more likely than other generations to put some trust in government. It breaks down to about,
they're more likely to be in high school or college, right?
They don't know, don't know any better.
And they haven't, they haven't been burned yet. They haven't had a chance to figure it out.
Right. It does say here, skipping down about halfway down the page, under trust in government by generation, Mark, since you asked, 25% of millennials, which are people 18 to 34, say they can trust the federal government just about always or most of the time. That compares with 19% of Gen Xers between ages 35 and 50, 14% of baby boomers, which are 51 to 69, and 16% of silents, which I didn't know that was the term for older folks, but folks between ages 70 and 87.
Yeah, silent generation was
pre-World War II to...
Is that after the greatest generation, or is that the same as the greatest generation?
I think that they would be the children of the greatest generation to some extent.
Gotcha.
I don't know if the greatest generation is actually called the greatest generation.
That's what I've heard.
Was it Brokaw trying to sell a book? I'm not entirely sure who it was, but I can assure you that very, very soon, as we get older, Ian, that there will be a book out there that says, Generation X kicks ass! Right? Like, you know, I mean, it's a way to sell a book.
Yeah, sure.
It's, you know, show me evidence that the greatest generation is the greatest generation. Yes, they fought World War II, but, you know, people have fought wars all along. Somehow, your soldiers were better than the other soldiers. Why? Because you had the last definitive win the United States had? I got news for you. World War II wasn't even a war that really included the United States, at least not in the European theater. Russia won that war.
Fewer than 3 in 10 Americans have expressed trust in the federal government in every major national poll conducted since July of 2007, the longest period of low trust in government in more than 50 years. In 1958, when the American National Election Study first asked this question, 73% of Americans said they could trust the government just about always or most of the time.
73%. 3/4 of Americans.
It actually went up a little bit after that. By 1964, according to this graph, it had gone up to probably 76-77%.
And then people started listening to the Beatles, and that was it.
Well, you know, who knows exactly what it was. I mean, they speculate here that it was right after the mid-1960s. The all-time high was 77% in 1964, within a decade, a period that included Vietnam, civil unrest, and the Watergate scandal, not to mention the war on drugs really kicking into high gear.
Tis true.
Trust had fallen by more than half to 36%. By the end of the 1970s, only about a quarter of Americans felt that they could trust the government at least most of the time.
I'm not sure that the numbers really didn't even get back there very very often to into the 70s.
Get back to where?
Was it the end of the 70s you said, or the end of the 60s?
The highest was 1964 at
right.
77%. At that point, it basically fell mostly off a cliff. Over the next decade and a half, it just goes. Shoots downward to
basically,
about 25%.
The post 9/11, fervor got it back up to 1970 standards. But
in 9/11, it peaked to just above 55%.
Yeah, and basically it was at 55% in 1970. So it hits 55% in 1970, slides down to 55% in 1970, never hits it again until 9/11. It just spikes. And then goes back down. Everybody comes to their senses, right? And then it goes back down. And now the trust in government is below 20%.
And it hasn't gone above a 30% since 2007. If that, actually. It's not even come close to 30%. So if you look at this graph, it doesn't look good for the government. Right. This is a trending downwards graph. And then, of course, later on in the story here, which, again, is pages and pages long. This is an in-depth study by Pew, which spans decades. They actually break down between Democrats and Republicans as far as, you know, they look over time between 1958 and today. And they look at that same graph of the falling off a cliff kind of graph for the most part. And then it bounces a little bit. It goes up during the 1980s. There's sort of a little bubble there during the 80s, during the Reagan days, and then a little blip on the first Iraq war, a larger jump during 9/11, and then they break it down by Republican and Democrat, and you can see that during Republican administrations, so in the 80s, the Republicans had more trust in government
than
the Democrats did. The Democrats went up a little bit during the Clinton administration. The Republicans went down below the Democrats during the Clinton administration, just what you would expect.
But they both tanked during the Bush administration, they both went downward.
After the spike on 9/11, then both Republicans and Democrats did go downward in their respect.
Right about now, Democrats are about as happy with the government as they were under the Reagan administration.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I mean, it's just, I don't know what a few more terms in the presidency is going to do.
I don't know if the country can survive this, and I hope it doesn't. I hope that we're on the cusp of the bitter end of the United States of America.
I don't want the bitter end.
It's going to be bitter anyway.
It's any way you slice it, man. These guys have been printing out money for decades, and it's somebody's going to have to pay the price.
They can transition over. It's possible. It's just that they won't. They won't give up power.
Transition
Regional powers or something like that. Here's what they could do.
They're definitely not going to do that.
They could split the government between Democrats and Republicans. They could say, all right, we're going to have two governments. We're going to have the Democratic government and the Republican government. And you get to vote for the one your state votes, and then you have that government. So, for instance, there would be running at the same simultaneously and at the same time, there would be two different federal governments.
Mm-hmm.
And Texas and Utah and Idaho would all pick the Republican government.
Okay.
And they'd have that one, and things would run the way it ran. I don't know. They'd run across the world blowing things up or something.
I don't want either of those.
I'm not asking. You asked me how could they make it work, and I'm telling you. I don't care what you want, Ian. And here's the news.
They don't
no
either.
One else does
yeah.
either.
Yeah.
So the Democratic ones, you know, they would, you'd have Washington State and California and New York and probably Illinois, a variety of other, certainly Jersey. They'd all vote for the Democratic government. And then we'd actually get to see which one performs better on this level. And then some states would, migrate back and forth. There's certainly 10 swing states currently. They'd be bought back and forth to see what worked for them. And I think it would be, that would be at least more interesting than what we currently have. They would have to compete in a way that they don't currently have to compete. And that would be, fascinating to see. I'm not advocating for it. I frankly don't think that the federal government should be an extraordinarily weak organization that basically just makes it so the states can't put tariffs on each other and keeps a standing army inside the United States. But I would do without those if I had to.
In early October of 2001, a month after the terrorist attacks, 60% said they could trust the government, roughly doubled the share earlier that year, and the highest percentage expressing trust in government in more than 40 years. But the rise in government trust was short-lived. By the summer of 2002, less than a year later, the share saying they could trust the government had tumbled 22 percentage points.
Mm.
So the plan to bring Americans under this umbrella of violence against the Middle East did work for a short period of time, but it petered out relatively quickly. And I think this is good news. And, Mark, you'd suggested when I first told you some of these numbers that, back in the 60s or whatever, in the 70s, there were very, very few methods of getting information, right? You only had the big three.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know when Fox started, but it was probably later on.
I think it was the big three, yeah.
Yeah, it was the big three for a long time.
There was probably radio news networks. The Associated Press existed.
Yeah, that's true.
API. I'm guessing that there were some other news networks. But basically, you were spoon-fed the news at that point.
So I'm excited about this news. I think it's great that people are seeing through the ridiculousness that is the federal government. Of course, when you look at the polls, it seems one way, but then when you look at people getting all crazy about people like Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, it still feels like people sure do believe in the state. So, they still probably think there's some candidate that can just turn it all around. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts with us. Hour 3's coming up.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.